We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chaf Dalam Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Chaf Dalam Aleph. Rav Nachman Gozer Tanisa, Rav Nachman with Gozer Tainis, Boyi Rachmi, he davened, Lo Yosef Mitzvah didn't rain. Omar, Shaklu Lo Nachman, Chabuta Meguda. They took Nachman and threw him off a wall, La'ara, to the ground, because he felt embarrassed. Cholosh Daite Yosef Mitzvah, Yachlishas Das, and it started raining. Rabba goza tainis, so Rabba was goza tainis. Boy rach lo asimitra. He davened and no rain came. Omrelei for Rabbi Yehuda, he have a goza tainis. So they told him, what do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda? When he goza tainis, asimitra, it rains right away. And you goza tainis, it doesn't rain. Omrelu my eved, what should I tell you? Imishum tanuye, if he's saying because of learning, anana difim naya, we learn better than the days of Rabbi Yehuda. The b'shnei de Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Tanuye, all their learning was Benazikin, was in the Sukkos of Nazikin. Some say it was Baba Kama, Baba Matzia, Baba Basra. Some say it was all say the Nazikin, like Rashi says. But their whole limud was Benazikin. Vanan, Kamastinim Shisha Sidra. We learn all Shisha Sidra. V'chi have a Moti Rav Yehuda Oksin, and give you an example how little they knew about other things. Rav Yehuda came to the Sugya of Oksin, which is Ha'isha Shekeveshes Yerek Pekdeira, Va'amri Lo Zaysim Shekovshon B'Tarfeim Tahirim. He says, Omah Havayin de Rav Shmuel Kachazina Hacha. I see here, like the Machloikis of Rav Shmuel is so teeth. What is this talking about? This talking about Halacha is that a leaf of a vegetable, for example, or a fruit, has the din of the fruit that if you touch, a tamei touches the leaf, it's called a yad, it's called a handle, and the whole peri becomes tamei. But it says in the Mishnah, it's actually, the first one is the Mishnah in Tyrus, ha'ish kavshon yarek mekdera, that if you soak it until, and then you squeeze it, especially when you squeeze it until it gets dried out, that then the leaf does not have it in yad anymore. Why? Because it's very brittle, and it just cracks right off. You can't hold the peri by the leaf anymore. Therefore, it doesn't become tamei touching the leaf. Or Zaysim Shekovshon B'Tarfeim, or it's a case where you pickled it, they also, you can't schlep it out, you can't schlep the Zaysim out with the leaf. Therefore, loses its shame yad. And on that, Rav Yehuda said, boy, is this teef, this uksim. It's very, very oimik. And we don't have a klar. That's what he used to say. That's what he used to say in Rav Yehuda's days. You know, nowadays? In our days, V'anan, komastin of uksim, tlesa mesifta. We have 30 mesiftas learning uksim. So our days, the learning is much higher level. V'ilu, Rav Yehuda, ki have a shawl of chav mesana. Rav Yehuda, all you need to do is take off one shoe and osi mitra, start raining. V'anan, kotzavchin and kul yema, we daven all day. Rav Yehuda takes off one shoe, which is a simon of tsar, also rains. But us, we could daven the whole day, fasting the whole day, but like an ashkaba, nothing happens. So imashum uvda, if it's because of something, if someone sees something wrong with me, lema, as Rabbi said, what should the Gdeleador do if the dar is not royal? He's saying, really, we are much bigger in learning. The difference is, the dar is not as yafa as Rabbi Yehuda's days. Rabbi Yehuda's days, the dar was more royal, the generation was more royal for Nisim. Our generation is not as royal to Nisim. The Gemara is now give the story of Rabbi Yehuda taking off his shoe. Rabbi Yehuda chazu hanu beitrei davakar partzi berifta. Rabbi Yehuda once saw two people, they were making a bazillion out of bread, they were throwing bread around. Omar, shmami no ikesav v'amo. I see that the air was very comfortable. There's a lot of food in the world, and they're throwing food around, and they're not giving cover to the food. Yoav einei. He had given ayin hara, have a kafna, became a hunger. And he wasn't aware of his hunger. He was busy learning his marriage, but not aware. Omle Rabban Rav Kahana, braid the Rav Nechunya, Shamei. The Rabban told Rav Kahana, braid the Rav Nechunya, his shamis, his gabai, mar the shkia kamei, you who frequent by Rav Yehuda, niyasei the lepek with pischa the shamel chzuka. Force him to go out the door towards the shuk, so he should see what's going on, how there's a hunger in the world, in the area, in the city. They forced him out, and he went out to the shuk. Chaza, he sees this huge gathering. Knufya, Chaza, Knufya, is a big gathering. Omlu, my high, what's going on there? What are they doing there? Omrulei, akuspo de tamikaimi. They're bringing out one basket of dates. The comes daven, they're going to sell it, and it's all the whole huge gathering for that. Omash, mami noa. So Rav Yehuda said, I see kafna ba'alman. There's a hunger in the world. Omrulei, shamei, shloifli misani. Take off one of my shoes. like the Mefarshim again explained, Rashaya and others explain that he can't start a fast in the middle of the day because you have to have a Kabbalah's Tainus. And even if it's a fast, takes off his shoes, he can't do it now. But he told him to take off my shoe so I should have mishtatif in the tsar of the hunger. And all he did that was enough for it to start raining. Shalafle Mesane, take off one of my shoes. Shalafle Chad Mesane, took off one shoe, but also mitter, it started raining. Kimotlu Mishavachini, while he's about to take off the other shoe, also Yo, Yonah became Amale, Amakar is Baruch, Yishafas Achrina, Machrina Vilama. If you take off another shoe, I will destroy the world. So that you see the Rav Yehuda, Galus of Rav Yehuda and his dar, the royal Lekach, that just were taken off a shoe, the rain came. Omrav Mari bereid de Bas Shmuel. Rav Mari, the son of Bas Shmuel, a inikol of Shmuel, says, "I know I've a kamina good in our papa, but shas the story that he took off his shoe. I was standing on the riverbank of the river called Papa." Chazoy le Malachi, the Idmul Malachi. I saw Malachi Ashares that was similar to look like sailors. The Kamei Sichala, they were bringing sand. Umalinu le'arbe, they're filling up the ships, a ship with sand. Vahoye kemchad asamida, turned to flour. Asukul yam lemizva, and the whole world came to buy. Amalu mahalo esiziven. They said, "Don't buy from me." The Maisa Nisimu lemachar asin arbe dechiti parazina. The next day came real chitim. Came the next day. And you see, they didn't want to live. They didn't want to be nana for mice and nisim that the sand turned into flour. They were nana for that. Now, what was the point of that nace if they're not going to gain from it? So Teres says it makes it's like pas pasaloi. Once they saw mice and nisim, made them feel better, and they could wait to the next day to get it naturally to get the chitim. Rava ikla la agrunya. Rava went to the city of agrunya. Cause the nisim loy also mitri. He got the tainus. It didn't start raining. Amalahu. There was fasting. He says, "Go to sleep, continue fasting." The next day, he asked if anyone in the shul there, did anyone have a dream yesterday? Let them say it over. Said over. To me, they showed me in my dream, shalom toiv, which means big, a good piece, l'rav tov, to a rav, meriba into it, from a karas baruch hu, demetuvi meit v'ami, from his good, he gives good to his nation. Omar, Rav said, "Shmami no, eis rotzni, it's eis rotzim, boi rachmi, it's eis rotzim to daven to Hashem, boi rachmi v'asim mitri, daven to Hashem," and the rain came. Ahu gavra, the chayiv nagda beidina de Rav. There was a certain fellow who was Chayiv Malkus in Rava's Bezdin, which was from the Baal Kushis, because he was a Baal on a Goy. A Goyta. It's also at least Midarabonon to be Mizana with a Goy. She's not an Eshetish, we're talking about a single Goy. And Nagde Rava, so Rava gave him Malkus, who missed. He died from the Malkus. Ishtam Mils of Eshvar Malka, in the Shvar Malka, which was the government at that time, they heard about it. They wanted to give a punishment to Rava. Umrule Ifra Hormiz, even the Shvar Malka, the mother of the Shvar Malka, her name is Ifra Hormiz, she said to her son, Libra, don't start up with the Eden. The Choman, the Boyim, anything they ask from their master, from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavlu, he gives them. Amala Mahi. Amale Mahi, what is that? So she said, "Bon Rach, what's mitzvah?" They dive into Hashem, and the rain comes. Amalah, who mushum zimra mitzvah? You know, that's because that's the rainy season. What do you see they can even do a rain like at will at any time? Elu boy Rach meid v'kuvas Thomas. Now it's v'kuvas Thomas. No son, relates to mitzvah. Let them dive in now for rain, and then I'll believe it. Shalchel the Rava. So she sent to Rava, kiven daitera. You know, have kavana, start working on this. So, boy rachmi leisim mitra. They should start davening that the rain should come. Boy rachmi leisim mitra. He started davening and didn't rain. Omul afanov. So, Rava davened in front of Hashem. Said, "Boy shalom, elikim ba'aznenu shemanu, aveseinu sipalonu." We heard with our ears. Our fathers told us over. Poyal poyal to be yameim bimei kedem. That you did such. This is what Pasuk can tell him. The Pasuk says, "Kim baz neinu shemanu aveseinu sipru lanu poya paal to be mei mekedem." So, which means that in Shmuel's Hanavi's days, when they asked for a melech, he wanted to show them that they did something wrong. So he made a nace, and it rained makes your chitim. So he said, Rava said, I heard this Shmuel, that in Shmuel's days it rained even not in season. Please do it for us also. But we never have such a thing. Awesome, Mitra, it started raining at the Shvaich Marzavid Tzipari Diglas until the gutters of Tzipari were pouring into the Diglas, into the river, the river called Diglas. Also, Avua is Chazav v'Chalmai. Rabbi's father came to him in a dream. Va'amrulei mi ikar the Mitra kam Shmai kuli hai. Is that royal to do to matriach Hakadosh Baruch Hu so much, make it rain like that in the middle of Tammuz? Amalei shani duchter, don't sleep in the same place. Shani Dukta, Itaka, he didn't sleep in the same place that night. Lamacha Ashke the Mirsham Purai Vesakini. He saw a bunch of knives that were stuck into his bed overnight. That means the Mazikim were coming to kill him. And they only go to that place. And Rava changed his place, and therefore he was saved. Rapapa Gaza Tanisa Le Osa Mitra. Rapapa was Gaza Tainis, and the rain didn't come. Cholash Libe. He was very upset. And it was on the tainus. No, Chalas was very upset. He was very, very weak from the tainus. Chalas libe saraf pincha de daisa. So he swallowed the whole plate full of daisa of a certain type of porridge, certain type of wheat dish. Uboy rach min lo smitra. Then he davened and rain didn't come. Omer Nachman bar shpizizi. Is saraf mar pincha chrita. Maybe if you eat another plate of a porridge, maybe then it'll rain. The daisa asimitra. Ichs if he got embarrassed. He was upset for asymmetry, and the rain came. And the shaila is, what did our papa do wrong exactly? Rav Nachman attained him. So the result is two pshatim. Either because first part like this, of course he could eat. He was chalash libe. He wasn't feeling well. It was dangerous. So therefore he ate. But what he should have done, he should have davened first, then ate. Look at the Gemara. It says he ate, then he davened. That's one pshat that Masha Taina was. The second pshat Masha was, he should have ate b'shiurim, like on Yom Kippur, you eat b'shiurim a little bit at a time. That's what he should have done, and shouldn't have eaten like a whole plate of daisa. Should have very little at a time. That's why it was a taina on him. Akaponim, but Rav Nachman gave him a good line, and he was very disappointed and very embarrassed, and because of that, that's when the rain came. Rav Chanina ben Doisa, have a ka'ozol, Chanina ben Rasha is a tana, he's a tana. His famous Tana, Rachim ben Daisa, have a ka'ozov orcha. He's one time walking on the way, coming home from somewhere. Osa mitra started raining. Omer fan a very shalom. Kol olam kulo benachas vechanina betzar. The whole world is happy and am betzar. I'm walking in the rain, the mud. Pasuk mitra stopped raining. And the Masha'am Zechazuma explains that the world did not really rain at this time. It could be pushed off a couple hours. So the rain stopped for chanina. Kimot to the base and got home. Omar alafon merishloim. Call emku b'tzar. Everyone's b'tzar now because the rain stopped. The chanina benachas. Chanina should be happy. Also, mitzvah and start raining again. Omar Rav Yosef. This says a observation. Ma ahanile to loisa the kohen gadol the gavra chanina b'daisa. What does the kohen gadol's tefillah help? Clap your chanina b'daisa. Now look at the mishnah. What are the kohen gadol daven when he left the parish kedoshim? When mispal tefillah ksara beizachitzan, he's daven a small tefillah. What does he say? My matzli, Raven ba'adav, Raven ba'adav, damin tavam, shmei Rav Yehuda, yirotu v'nech Hashem alekenu, shtei ashona azu geshuma v'shchuna, to be rainy and hot. Right, the Gemara, shchuna ma'ayisi, is it good to be a hot? Hot means there's no rain. It's a stira. Adav, abu grey usi, it's not good. Elo, im shchuna te geshuma. His tefillah was, if it's a hot year, please make it rain. Vitlula and full of tal. Vayikonis, upon a tefillah was vayikonis, the fanecha, tefillahs every drachim. The people on the roads, the tefillahs should not come in front of you, and they should not be mevatel the rain. That's what he davened. My son, Chim Vendaisa, said there was no rain, it stopped. His tefillah was mevatel the Kohen Gadol's tefillah. Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Mesayim Meshmei de Rav Yehuda, a little more to the tefillah. Lo yadi ovet shota beis Yehuda, that the rulership should not leave. The Malcha shouldn't leave the base Yehuda. You Amcha Tzrichin L'Sparnis Zeh Mezeh V'Lei La'am Acher. The Amcha Yisrael should not need Parnasa for one another and not the different nation. They should be self-supportive. They should have enough money to be self-supportive. And B'yat Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a bunch of, like, you know, six, seven more stories about the godless and the nisim of Rav Chanina ben Daisa.